standards, a lot of standards. A lot of standards. They're all related in one way or another. And it depends very often how much a country or an institution or a government entity, if you wish, wants to maintain its own very narrow standards. And very often standards are used as a deterrent to get in the market. No doubt about it. Companies do it greatly. You know, and then they say, well, even if you hadn't, nobody buys them. They say, well, it's just because people don't want to buy it, right? You know, you get all the answers in the world. Well, if they want it, they'll get it. And I find again and again, if you have something somebody else needs, they'll all of a sudden become flexible. They'll try to first push their standards on you. But if they can't get their standards, they'll settle for the next best thing. So you want to be a niche player, you need to find out where is it you got something they don't have, and how do you get around the standards? Or you will forever. You know, I have to tell many people when they ask you, well, here's my spec, please answer the spec. There's pages and pages and pages where you say, well, we don't do it this way, we do it that way, we don't do this, we do that, and so on. You go through this invariably. I'm not going to design my switch to somebody else's bid papers. Impossible. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to take exception. And I have to say, but here is what it is. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of countries, in a lot of areas, that's quite acceptable. They want to know what the difference is. Mm-hmm. You know, standards over the last 50 to 100 years have developed depending on who was in the country and who has done something. Yeah. You go into Australia and in the South Pacific, and mostly you find Ericsson standards. Mm-hmm. The company was there, the company put its equipment in there, and de facto, that became the standard.
Yeah.
And they have maybe modified it here and there, and so it became a little bit unique. Well, the Japanese took, initially after World War II, they took a lot of North American equipment, put it in, modified it slightly, and it became their standard. And so anybody who comes in now, you know, has to adapt to what is there, and that becomes the standard. You go to Iran, it's mostly German standard. It's Siemens and what is now Alcatel or SEL. Uh-huh.